The Green Brain by Frank Herbert. Narrated by Scott Brick. Copyright 1966-1994 by Frank Herbert. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Herbert Properties, LLC and the Trident Media Group, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. He looked pretty much like the bastard offspring of a Guarani Indio and some backwoods farmer's daughter, some Sertanista who'd tried to forget her enslavement to the encomendero system by eating the iron, which is what they call lovemaking through the grill of a consul gate. The type look was almost perfect, except when he forgot himself while passing through one of the deeper jungle glades. His skin tended to shade down to green then, fading him into the background of leaves and vines, giving a ghostly disembodiment to the mud-gray shirt and ragged trousers, the inevitable frayed straw hat and rawhide sandals sold with pieces cut from worn tires. Such lapses grew less and less frequent the farther he emerged from the Paraná headwaters, the Sertão hinterland of Goiás, where men with his bang-cut black hair and glittering dark eyes were common. By the time he reached Banderante's country, he had achieved almost perfect control over the chameleon effect. Now he was out of the wilder jungle growth and into the brown dirt tracks that separated the parceled farms of the resettlement plan. In his own way, he knew he was approaching one of the Banderante checkpoints, and with an almost human gesture, he fingered the Cédula de Gracias al Sacar, the certificate of white blood tucked safely beneath his shirt. Now and again, when humans were not near, he practiced aloud the name that had been chosen.